Sicario translates to the word hitman in Spanish. It sounds like it's going to be, at the beginning, the same old run-of-the-mill cops versus the bad guys, but it is very much deeper and very different. It's an insider's view into very ugly, brutal realities of this unceasing war on drugs, but it's so well done. It's got a great script by Taylor Sheridan, a great direction, top direction by Denis Villeneuve, and even a great score by Johan Johansson, and cinematography by Roger Deakins, who has been nominated for 12 Oscars, so we know he's the greatest. And it is just edgy and sometimes very hard to watch because of its, they show atrocities, they show things that turn your stomach, but the story is absolutely compelling. Emily Blunt, who is British, but she doesn't have a trace of that here, it gives her best performance ever as a Phoenix-based FBI agent named Kate Macer. She impresses all her superiors with her leadership during this really grisly raid, which turns up all these corpses. And so she's recruited into this mission, which for some reason she never really knows much about what she's doing or even who she's working with. Josh Brolin is very good as a fellow named Matt Graver, who might work for the Department of Defense or maybe the CIA. We really don't know, and she doesn't either, but he's sort of her boss. And even more mysterious is this guy named Alejandro, who's with them all the time, and he's well played by Oscar winner Benicio del Toro. And she is selected by this group to join an elite force that travels all the way to Juarez from Phoenix in this fleet of black SUVs. And she doesn't really even know what's going on, what are they doing. It's very dangerous, and she very often questions the legality of this. I mean, are we the good guys or the bad guys because of the various rules they seem to be breaking? And then she kind of finds out that she's along because they sort of need a token FBI person to get away with some of this stuff. But it's extremely violent, and as I said, there's just atrocities galore, but it's intriguing and very, very fine drama, and one of the best movies of the year, although, as I again say, can't reiterate enough, hard to watch.